We are reading the study of Ten Sefirot, of the Ten Sefirot, Part 8, Item 5. Item 5, the Ari's words. You can find all of the texts on KabbalahMedia.info or also on the Galaxy platform itself, and you can send us questions live.
Let's start and we'll study as much as we can, but the main thing, like we said yesterday and the day before, is the intention. When we study tests, we don't yet attain what we are reading, but as it says in item 155 in the introduction to tests, even though we learn and we don't understand what we learn, but we want to understand, then as a result, we draw the light that reforms, the surrounding lights. And then we gradually begin to feel, understand, and enter the spiritual world. Please. So with the intention that we wish to change as a result of this and begin to feel what we are learning.
Item 5, the Ari's words. Thus, by raising this above man, which are the aforementioned orot, the b'chinat havaya de ab de yudin, mated, namely the collective b'chinat mochin de ak with b'chinat ta'amim de sag, which are achap. This is because these ta'amim de sag did not have any breaking in them, and hence mated along with b'chinat ab de ak. This does not refer to the departing orot from the hevel achap, only to the b'china of their actual self and pnimiut.
That means that from the request from, meaning from the created beings, it's called raising man, that when we raise the lights, that's called arishimot, that we want to reach a state, that we want to reach a higher state. So then, b'chinat havaya d'abdi yudin made it, meaning all we want is to draw the light of Chochmah, that are the mochin of Ab, mochin of Ak. It's the light of Chochmah with the Ta'amim of Sag, which are Achap. That's already vessels of bestowal. This is because these Ta'amim, the Sag, did not have any breaking in them because they're vessels of bestowal. And hence they made it along with Prinat Ab, the light of Chochmah. This does not refer to the departing Orot of the Hevel Achap, meaning from the degree of Ozen, only on the Prina of their actual self Pnimiut, meaning only on the light of Chochmah itself. We'll see below.
Item 5, inner light.
So I'm asking, let's suffer together here, and we're all aiming that what we're reading, and we don't understand as it's written, even though we learn and don't understand what we learn, we want to know what we're learning, because we're learning on ourselves. We are just in a lack of sensation of it. A lack of awareness of it. So we want to be in the awareness. According to that desire, we draw the surrounding light. Please.
Item 5, inner light. Mochin de'ak with the te'amim of ruach. Although all the nikudim, even the first rosh in them, extend from nikudot of sag, which the man should have risen only up to the nekudot in Rosh of Sag. In fact, they rose to nekudot of Sag. However, because with this ascent, the zivug of Ab-Sag occurred, during which the illumination of Ab that reached Sag lowered the heitata'a, This disconnected Yachab that came out of Rosh of Sag, and they returned to Bchinat Rosh, and the Nekudot connect with the Teamim of Sag into a single degree.
Then the Nekudot of Sag don't go up in a name, because they annul with their upper Bchina, which are the Teamim. And the raising of the man is considered to have risen to the Teamim, for the Nekudot do not bear a name, as they are nullified before them, as Rav is written. Rav, you know what? I think maybe, just to understand all these things, to bring him closer to us, we should still go to Histaklut Pnimit. Of this part. After every part in Tess, we have an addition that explains in a short way, but more, it's easier, it's to the point what we're studying about. So let's go to Istaklut Pnimit of part 8, and let's learn what's written there. It'll help us find our way, where we even are. Otherwise, we fell here, people here, a few might not even know what we're speaking about. So we are going to Histaklut Pnimit, know that the world and everything in them is considered two. One is the essence of reality, which is the essence of the world and the soul, just as they renewed from Ein Sof Baruch Hu, and they cascaded from above downward, each one to its own place, Rav, meaning it's building the system from above downward. Parzufim, olamot, sfirot, the hardware, the structure, yes? And the second inclusive is the making of reality, Rav, meaning what forces go through all the system, meaning providing for them and developing them, all the way to growing them to the purpose. And the difference between them is that the first inclusive is similar to the emanator, which is all good, Rav, all in order to bestow to the lower ones. And the sign is that it comes from above downward, Rav, from the creator to the created beings. And the second is included in the evil, and it has the exertion and work in it. And it always comes from above downward, Rav, meaning as much as we want, we try to resemble the creator from below upward, because the beginning comes from the lower one that has to come before the raising of the man, meaning mitzvot and the good deeds and prayer. Rav, meaning as much as we try to connect and ask the Creator to help us. And here in this part before us, the 10 sefirot and the parzufim of the world of Atzilut are clarified, and the soul of Adam Rishon, which is the sum of all the souls, Rav, that are our souls are in one system called Adam Rishon. And in that system of Adam Rishon, it's in such a wrapping that what is wrapping it, it's called the world. Only from the first point that the worlds renewed and were installed from above downward. Love. So first, all the systems were established from below downward, from the shattering and the correction, everything in a purposeful way. Yes. Which is all the parzufim and mochin without changing, that the never-ending mating. That's why The Adam Rishon changed from the essence of its reality, just as it was created from above downward from Ein Sof. And we haven't explained yet the second inclusive, to scrutinize the essence of reality, and with God's help in the next parts, we will explain the second one. Rav, for now, we don't have questions about what we read. Okay, good. So let's keep going.
Okay, so how should we summarize this whole introduction that he gave us now? We have the development from above downwards.
He says we have two inclusives. From upward, from up downward, the system is stabilized. Now, from below upward, there's a force that brings it life. The force that gives it its livelihood comes in a way that it bestows from above downward, and also by giving livelihood to the system and the way the system responds, so it depends and is connected to the system from below upward. It's things that are simple. You can depict them, each one to their own. That's what's going on for now. Now we're going to learn about this system, how it corrects itself all the way to Gmar Tikkun. Yes, Kiev.
Вот эта вот система, в которой находится вот эта душа,
она this system in which the soul exists, which manner does it work on us in order to invite us to pull us from below upward?
The soul can be the entire system called the soul of Adam Moishon. Soul is a general structure. The soul is also the inner structure that each one of us has, that we have to reveal and correct and connect all the other parts. It all depends what we're speaking about exactly.
Let's say we're even talking about the soul of Adam Rishon, so I understood we read in item 6, there it also speaks about the raising of man, so this is what it's about, that this system has to raise man for correction.
Of course, but why are you separating it? It's the same system in different states that we're learning about. But it's only one system, one soul called the soul of Adam Rishon, and on behalf of the Creator, bestowing on that soul by these spheres, by systems called Olamot, worlds.
If I may ask about the man, here he writes in item 6, in item 5, he writes that the raising of man, which are lights, but we learn that man is a deficiency that is raised up. And here it says,
that's as reflective light. But it is reflected light, returning light. But that's our work. Our work is raising man, called Mei Nukbin, that we want to be the bestowers. That's why it's called Mei Maim, the water, the force of bestowal. And Nukbin means a deficiency, that something's lacking. The deficiency of the force of bestowal is what we raise upward. And from above, we get forces and they correct us.
No.
In which stage the simple deficiency for connection that we build between us becomes light, or Jose, reflected light? When does that happen?
Deficiency doesn't become light. It awakens a response from above, from the Creator that bestows upon us. And then when we start connecting from the force that comes from the Creator, from that the light comes. PT 25.
Good morning. Rav, we learn that in each and everything we have the cascading, the connection between cause and effect. So, what is the root of the shattering of the Pratsuf?
The root of the shattering of the Pratsuf is that the world to receive is revealed that isn't covered with the Masach. That the Pratsuf thought it has a Masach, and for that reason it can receive in order to bestow, but it was revealed that he didn't have the force of the Masach, and he received in order to receive, and that's called the shattering. PT 5.
Rav, Baal HaSulam explains to us here very clearly that in this part, it only speaks about the work from above downwards, about the structure of the world, and it's not our part at all. Usually in the study, it always mixes, because we are in life, we engage in many, many things, it all mixes up, where is our part, where is our raising of man. So how do we build this desire, this connection between us in order to create this separation, so that right now we should focus on...
You don't have to make any separation. The fact that we want to uplift and reach connection and bestow to one another, and from this bestow to the Creator, that is a deficiency that we raise to Him, that He will organize this deficiency and give us the forces to truly want and to truly bestow to Him, to cause Him, to give Him a deficiency to help us, that from our raising man, from our deficiency to the Creator, we want to create a deficiency in Him to correct us, and that is called mad. And then we receive forces which awaken us correctly, organize us correctly, and then we are ready to accept that upper light in the force of the Masach, and in such a way organize our correct order of connection with the Creator. PT
34. Rav, on what does the force of the Masach depend on our side?
As much as we get light that reforms from above. PT
19. Good morning to the friends. He says something that's not clear to me. He says, but everything is mixed up with the bad, and it has in it the joy that it's the will to receive is mixed in here. So suddenly the will to receive is involved. How come?
It's not suddenly. It's from above downward. When the Patsufim cascaded from Ein Sof to this world, we see that all the desires that were in order to bestow, the force of bestow in them gradually weakened until they reach in order to receive. And then they raise man and ask, give us the force of the Masach. Meaning specifically by that there's an interconnection between the created being and the Creator. By the created being asking for forces, we don't have any other way to connect to the Creator, only from the deficiency to want to be like Him, that we want to bestow, that we want to be in adhesion with Him, in equivalence of form with Him.
He talks about the first kollel, the second kollel, first generality, second generality.
The first one was a preparation for our life, for our reality, and the second is what we raise upward.
The second kollel, the second generality, is the point of creation of man, seemingly the will to receive, that's man.
The second is the will to receive in man that feels it needs a correction in order to equalize with the Creator. Tzvika is starting to be more to the point. Nice. Well, Hebrew 10, but I see that you're not so to the point. Please ask.
Yes, Rob, thank you very much for the opportunity to ask. The question is, we learned that the light is in absolute rest, and the only changes occur in our kelim. So what should happen in order for us to truly discover these first 10 sfirot in the Asir, in the 10, the first partsuf.
You need to raise a desire to be connected between you to, in a measure of bestow as much as you can. The first degree of connection between you to bestow to one another in the Creator, you will reveal the system, the connection between you called 10 sfirot. And then from that, you can already start rising and working. And the whole problem is to reach the first 10 sfirot. And to that you enter gradually. It's a problem, like in our world, there's still a problem in conception, in giving birth to a baby. All these things are full of questions that we still don't really know what it depends on. To get pregnant, not to get pregnant, how, why not, what disturbs. We still don't really understand that. And that's a problem in spirituality even more. Please, Michael.
We're continuing to read in item 1. You know already that the root of the entire correction is the new ma that emerged from the metzach, the forehead.
Meaning we have partsuf desag, and from the metzach, the rosh desag, we get a new olam called olam atzilut. It is called olam atzilut, the new ma. That's how it's called. Yes.
And we need, however, to remember and to know what the Ari writes in the Tree of Life, that there is no Ma in Katnut at all, rather only in Gadlut.
That in the state of Katnut, Olam Atzilut doesn't exist. It's just a partsuf, it's small. But when the light comes from above and starts filling the vessels of the Katnut, and they start developing and reaching Gadlut, then they fill with the upper light and become a whole world, a whole Olam.
Because in Katnut, smallness, the male is also only on the degree of bone.
Meaning, can't bestow or anything, it's in a minimal state.
Because when the zivug, the coupling, occurs in the place of the keter, which is the metzach, the level of the ten sfirot is like the level of malchut, called bon, not ma.
Bon means that it receives, ma is called that it bestows.
Only in Gadlut, greatness or adulthood, when the Baram Hei emerges from the Metzach and comes to its place,
Malchut descends from Aviut Shorosh, that's called Metzach, and comes to its place in Aviut Dalet,
to the Pe or Chotem or Ozen, then the Gadlut is revealed there, which is referred to as the Havaya of Alephin. In Gematria numerology, it's Ma.
Then comes a Partsuf, and the lights fill it, and then together the lights and vessels start to perform. And then it's called already Partsuf of Olam Atzilut, or Ma de Alephin. The sign of the letter Aleph means Tzimtzum Bet, that there's a Parsa in the middle, and above and below, there's a Gelgal Te'anayim and a Chab. Yeah?
Therefore, it is called the new Ma. However, while the Heitata is still in the Metzach, even the male from there is discerned as Bon.
That he can't bestow anything.
That is the level of Malchut, which, as we know, is called Bon. In a way that from the side of the Katnut of the five parts of him of Atzilut, they are all called Bon and not Ma.
Well, this is kind of like an introduction. Let's see a bit more.
From this you learn that all the parts of him of the four Olamot of Abiyah are only Bon of Ak. Because you know that the main part of Atzilut is what emerges in Katnut. And since even the five parts of him of Atzilut emerged in Katnut in the state of Bon, All the more so in Bia, which are considered as Vak of Son of Atzilut, all the more so they are considered as Bon. In a way that from the side of the purification of the Masach that extends from the beating of Opnimi, inner light, with Or Makif, surrounding light, what emerged in the entire reality following the Tzimtzum, the restriction, are only the five levels. The first three levels, Galgalta, Aben, Sag, belong to Ak, meaning to the relation of the first Tzimtzum, restriction, since the line extends down to the point of this world. And the last two levels, Ma and Bon, so Ma emerged in the Nikudim, that is the light of Yeshut that emerged from Nikvei Naim, which is called Ma, because the Zivug that occurred in the place of Einaim, which are the Kli, the vessel of Chokmah, has only the level of Zer Anpin of Obiyut, called Ma, as is explained clearly in part 5. And the level of Bon emerged in the five Pertzufim of Atzilut, which also include Bia, because the Zivug occurred in the place of the Metzach, which is Galgalta, because the screen has already purified to the discernment of Keter. And then, only the level of Malchut emerges upon it. And the level of Malchut is called Bon.
What does he want to explain here? That all in all, in all of creation, all we have is three states. The first state is Galgalta Apsag, which belong to Olam Adam Kadmon, to Ak. A second state that belongs to Olam Nikudim. So, if Galgalta Apsag are like Keter Chochma Bina, so Zer Anpin is the degree of Ma, which is Olam HaNikudim, on Aviyut Aleph. And then there's also Olamot Atzilut Bria Yetzira Asiya. It's all Aviyut Shorosh in its foundation. And in this way, from above, downward, through all these five Olamot, the five worlds, we have the realization of the 5 degrees of Aviyut from Olam Ein Sof. Dalet Gimel Bet and Galgalta Apsag, Aleph in the world of Nikudim, and Shoresh in Atzilut and Bia. And in this way, these Olamot, these worlds expand from above downward. This, for now, is what he actually told us. Well, read a bit more.
Item 2. And it has been clarified that all of the worlds of Ak and Abia are only related to the purification of the Masach upon its five discernments from the level of Keter down to the level of Malchut. However, in the last two levels of Ma and Bon,
so in Olam HaNikudim and Olam HaTzilut, including Bia,
the matter of the Tzimtzum Bet, the second restriction, has been added as the lower hay that rose to Enaim
in Olam HaNikudim,
that rose to Enaim or Metzach
in Olam HaTzilut.
Therefore, the matter of Katnut and Gatlut applies to them,
that you can work through the vessels of Gilgalta Enaim only. There's no forces to work in all the Kelim and all the Ten Sefirot. And sometimes there is force to work in all the Ten Sefirot. That's also called a Chab.
Please. Because through the upper Zivug of Absag,
that it brings the light of Chochmah and light of Chassadim to the vessels,
a new light emerges which lowers the bottom hay from the inaim or from the metzach, and then the gadlut emerges, as we know.
Meaning there were vessels in the activating of Gelgalta Enayim and Keter V'Chochmah, and now they can activate another addition of desires, of vessels, Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut. It all depends on how the light shines from above. Yeah?
Since it returns the Ahab to the degree. And returning the Ahab to the degree through the upper Zivug is called by the name Havaya of Alephin.
Aleph is a hint to Tzimtzum Bet, as we said. So when we write down a state of a Partzuf, that it was in Tzimtzum Bet and returns to Tzimtzum Aleph, that it was in Katnut and goes back to Gadlut, so we write it as the letter Aleph.
And you already know that each and every partsuf from the five inclusive levels that we mentioned must expand in and out of itself also through five levels, which is because it is impossible for a new zivug to emerge over the masach except after it rises to Malchut of the Rosh, which means that it has to entirely purify until it becomes as pure as Malchut of Rosh.
We learned that in Galgalta too, that the Masach and the Tabu needs to rise to Pederosh and perform a Zivug Da'aka again, and it gives birth to a new Patsuf.
Therefore, it elicits four levels on the degrees of its purification until it equalizes with the Malchut of Rosh, because the upper light does not cease, as we know. Indeed, in the world of Nikudim, which is the level of Ma, there are additions there, and this is because besides the five levels that emerge by way of its purification,
when the Masach rises from Tabu to Peh,
there are also three complete Partsufim, meaning that they were born and emerged through the innovation of the Oviyut, the coarseness in the Malchut of Rosh, which are Ab, Sag, and Ma. In each one of them, five levels emerged by way of its purification, except for Ma, that emerged in the Rosh without a Guf. Therefore, the matter of the ascent of the Masach does not apply to it.
So up to here, is it clear? PT 6.
Rav,
what is the state of bon? What does he mean here? What should I understand from the fact that something is in the state of bon?
It's the lowest degree.
What's the meaning of it, the significance of it?
I don't understand.
What does it mean if something is on the lowest, the smallest level?
It's the smallest masach on the water receive.
Can it still bestow? Because earlier you said that...
No, it can't bestow. Bon doesn't bestow. Only from Ma and onward. PT 19.
From the side of the purification of the Masach that extends from the beating of the inner light and the surrounding light, is this related to our daily work, this development of the Masach as a result of the bitush, the beating?
We don't feel it, but it happens. The fact that you depart from a state you were in and you come out of it, you feel you can't and something to hold on to it, to that state, and you let go of that effort, that work, that state. Then afterwards, you feel that exit, and it gives you discernments for the new state, how to approach it in a more correct way, how to scrutinize the discernments for the new state.
The beating of the inner light to surrounding light, how can you give an example for it so we understand what it's about? Can you give an example for it in the tent, for example? What is the beating of inner light to surrounding light?
Yeah, let's say that you are here as a guest, and I'm giving you treats, and you're taking from it, and you're eating it and enjoying it in order to give me pleasure, and not for your own pleasure, even though it tastes really good. And you really, you're exploding inside how to feel the flavors and the connection with me and not to enjoy it on your own, meaning that you, in the feeling of these tastes, you want to feel how I love you and not how you enjoy it in your beast. And then you have the bitushim.
My own bitush, my own beating. Do I want to taste the meal, or
you want to taste the meal only because in these flavors you want to feel how I love you?
But I'm not eating.
You are eating. Yes, you're eating. What do you mean you're not eating? If you're not eating, so you're disregarding me. I prepared this meal for you. I prepared everything. If you don't eat, you're pushing it away.
So where is the bidding here, the bitush?
It's your inner bitush that you really want to enjoy it, but to enjoy the food. And here, you want specifically, while struggling with yourself, you want to enjoy the pleasure you're giving me. And if not for that, you won't enjoy it.
It's nice. So, nevertheless, even though I don't want to eat, I will eat in order not to insult the host.
No, you really want to eat, but you're putting a restriction, a tzimtzum, on wanting to eat. And now you are only willing to eat to the extent that you can think about me, how I prepared it for you, how I want to give you joy, and that is what you want to discover in the food. And not your own pleasure, even though you really long for it.
So if I work in the tennis like that, right?
Yes. It is very difficult work. Yes. Okay, try and depict it and see that it's impossible. But what do? When you help each other, we help each other to taste that that is impossible. And then we ask for the forces from the Creator. And the Creator brings us the force from above. And even though we really want to enjoy and we're so weak against these pleasures, we still get forces from above and can overcome the pleasure that we feel and taste only because we want to respect the landlord. We want to feel his love, and so on.
So here there's room for a prayer, together, to pray.
Of course, without that, it's impossible. It's above our forces. Just like that.
No, Kiev.
Well, Kiev.
This means, according to what you described now, what we have to do is to constantly build, create between us connection and love together with the Creator and hold on to it. And then we can already appreciate the pleasure and do a bitush, a bidding.
Yes, and we'll go to the next part.
Before we move to the next part, let's sing together.
Her insanın yüreği bir sözü demek ister. Her insanın canı bir yolda gitmek ister. Her seher insan durur, hoş bak olmak çalışır. Bu fikri özünle her yola o aparır. Bu sözü bir adı var, bu yolun bir tadı var. Unutma beni kardeş, özünle beni yapar. Özünle beni yapar. Özünle beni yapar. birlik ancak birlik bu sözü biz yaşatırız birlik birlik ancak birlik ancak onu isteyip birlik birlik ancak birlik bir yolda biz çalışırız birlik birlik ancak birlik bir yolda biz seviniriz birlik birlik ancak birlik bir can yürek olmak isterik bir can yürek olmak isterik bir can yürek olmak isterik bir can yürek olmak isterik lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay İstirik biz ancak tüm dünya hoşbakt olsun. Her canın yüreğinde sevgi canında olsun. Ancak bu güzel yolda yürek çoklu sevinir. İnsan insana sevgi dost kardeş olar. Bu sözü bir adı var, bu yolun bir adı var. Unutma beni kardeş, özünle beni yapar. Özünle beni yapar. Özünle beni yapar. Birlik birlik ancak birlik bu sözü biz eşitirik. Birlik birlik ancak birlik ancak onu eşitirik. Birlik birlik ancak birlik bir yolda biz çalışırız. Birlik birlik ancak birlik bir yolda biz sevinirik. Birlik birlik ancak birlik bir can örek olmak isterim. Bir can örek olmak isterim. Bir can örek olmak isterim. Bir can örek olmak isterim. Lay lay lay lay lay lay lay. Birlik birlik lay lay lay lay.